finance and economics.
Free exchange. Head spinning. Why companies get inflation wrong.
Over the past year and a half, inflation has fallen sharply across the rich world. Although some central banks have now begun to cut interest rates, few are yet ready to pat themselves on the back for a job well done. In many countries, the core rate of inflation, excluding volatile energy and food prices, remains uncomfortably high at 3.2% in America and 2.9% across the Eurozone, even as underlying economies show signs of slowing and financial markets become increasingly jittery. The marathon task of returning price growth to more normal levels is not quite finished, and the last mile, as so often, is proving the toughest. In recent years, policymakers have worried that inflation expectations would become unanchored, that a long period of high inflation would lead both households and firms to expect more price rises in future. This is a particularly concerning prospect, since such beliefs can become self-fulfilling, with workers bargaining for heftier pay rises to compensate for rising prices. Economists have often focused on how expectations take hold among households, but more recent research looks at how firms respond to rising prices. It not only holds a few surprises, it also offers fresh insight into why the last mile is quite so hard. Surely companies have a good idea of where inflation is heading. After all, they receive regular data on the cost of inputs and how much customers are willing to pay for their goods and services, and have strong incentives to pay attention. If a company does not have a sense of the pricing strategies its rivals will be employing in the months and years to come, it will probably suffer. Despite this, bosses seem to be easily swayed by less up-to-date sources of information. In particular, they are influenced by backward-looking data from national statistics agencies. A new paper by Ivan Yotsov of the Bank of England, or BOE, Nicholas Bloom of Stanford University and co-authors, examines how firms responded to inflation in 2022 to 2024. The researchers look at responses to the Decision Maker Panel, a survey of British bosses that has been carried out by the BOE every month since 2016. Because respondents have a fortnight in which to send over thoughts, and because their thoughts are time-stamped on arrival, the researchers can compare the inflation expectations of firms before a monthly consumer price index, or CPI, release with those afterwards. They find that an unexpected 1 percentage point rise in CPI inflation produces a 0.7 percentage point rise in expectations of future inflation in the days after, and continues to exert influence in the weeks that follow. Last year, Yuri Gorodnichenko of the University of California, Berkeley, and co-authors found a similar result with a similar methodology in Israel, where an unexpected rise in inflation of 1 percentage point was associated with a 0.5 percentage point rise in expectations. Indeed, the influence of official inflation statistics stretches even further than companies' views on the general inflation outlook. It also sways their views on the likely path of their own prices. Analysis of the BOE's decision-maker panel finds that a 1 percentage point rise in headline inflation leads to a 0.6 percentage point rise in expected own price growth. These expectations are skewed in a manner that will concern central bankers. Higher inflation readings pull expected prices up by more than lower inflation readings drag them down. The media may in part be responsible. Messrs. Yotsov and Bloom constructed an index of inflation chatter in British journalism, based on the share of newspaper articles mentioning rising prices. Looking at this, the researchers and their co-authors discovered that days with lots of such chatter were associated with rising inflation expectations among companies. They assumed that firms obtained information about inflation from media outlets rather than directly from the National Statistics Agency. Between 2019 and October 2022, when CPI peaked at 11.1%, British inflation rose sixfold. By the same point, media coverage had also risen sixfold from its average in 2010 to 2019. But during the period in which inflation subsequently fell, media interest declined. An old journalistic saying is that if it bleeds, it leads. Similarly, writing about the pain of rising inflation is more attractive to journalists than writing about the joy of falling inflation. This in turn distorts how companies perceive the state of the economy. Given the astonishing array of information available to bosses, it may seem implausible that they really are such naive media consumers. However, corporate leaders are nowhere near as well informed on economic developments as might be expected. In 2021, Bernardo Candia of the University of California, Berkeley, Mr. Gorodichenko and Olivier Coibion of the University of Texas at Austin examined responses to a quarterly inflation survey by the Cleveland branch of the Federal Reserve. The researchers discovered what they called systematic inattention to issues of monetary policy and inflation. Less than 20% of chief executives were even able to say what the Fed's inflation target is, 2% for those also not paying attention. Two-thirds of managers would not even offer a guess. Bosses also disagreed just as much about what inflation had done over the previous year as they did over what it was likely to do in the year ahead, despite the former being public information. It seems that corporate leaders do not owe their career advancement to sophisticated economic analysis. Media coverage, therefore, is one way in which high inflation begets even higher prices. By writing about rising inflation more than falling inflation, journalists make the final mile tougher still. The Economist is just as guilty of this as any other publication. Although it is tempting to lay the blame for persistent inflation solely on chief executives, your columnist offers his apologies.